No deberías prestarle ninguna atención.
You shouldn't pay any attention to him.
No deberías acostarte tan tarde.
You shouldn't go to bed so late.
No deberías gastar tanto dinero.
You shouldn't spend so much money.
Él no debería ser tan maleducado.
He shouldn't be so rude.
No deberías fumar dentro de casa.
You shouldn't smoke indoors.
¿Debería llamarte cuando llegue?
Should I call you when I arrive?
¿Debería decirle a ella la verdad?
Should I tell her the truth?
¿Debería ir a hablar con el alcalde?
Should I go speak to the mayor?
¿Deberíamos parar?
Should we stop?
I'm here to tell you about the EMIP.
Alberto, what's the EMIP?
Well, in case you don't know what it is, the EMIP is our Master in Inglés Profesional for the evenings. Now, we know not everybody can dedicate all day to improving their English, and some of you have busy schedules, which is why we have an evening master's program. This way, you can keep advancing in your job and keep improving your English at the same time. More than 500 hours of English, both in class and out of class, will really help you master. Eso es, llegar a dominar will help you master the English language once and for all. De una vez por todas. If you want more information about our EMIP, Danny, what's the phone number they can call?
Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
Seguir tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa. Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock High Level. It's English O'Clock High Level time with my wonderful students, Marta and Patri, because all my other students from the Friday group who said, ay, Julia, por favor, necesitamos seguir con las clases, por favor. Well, nobody came, just Marta and Patri. And Patri came just because Richie couldn't. So if it weren't for that, I would only have Marta. Así que a ver si me lo pienso.
¿Eh? No, with me. It's not my fault.
No, I don't know. They all disappeared. All men? No male student answered. Just Alex, who said he couldn't make it, but I know that he can't ever make it on Fridays. But everybody else was just like, you know, kree, 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 kree. So I was like, all right, well, maybe I'm, for the first time in my life, maybe I will have to do the show alone. But now Marta and Patri are here to save me, to save the day. And I think Mammon is on her way, so she should be here any minute. But for the time being, we're just going to... I was just going to say moan about the dudes or just start with the Twitter question. So I think we're just going to start with the Twitter question. It goes like this. How do you say, what are the two words for maletero in English? What are the two words for maletero in English? Remember, it's English _o'clock. That's where the question is and you can answer it. And I check it during the show and at the end of the show. Because we just do one Twitter question. I'll tell you what the answer or answers in this case are. Do you guys know the two words for maletero? One British English and one American English? Patri has a very convincing face. She's like, no.
No. I think so.
You
but
do?
I'm not sure.
All right. All right. Remember, there are two words for maletero, the maletero of the car, right? One is in British English. We use it more in British English. And the other one is we use it more in American English. Right. Let's warm up with our little question mix, which is not that little. It's 40 questions. So have you ever tried to cut down on your phone usage? Patri, have you ever tried to cut down? Have you ever tried to cut down on your phone usage?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and how did it go?
It was fine.
Yeah,
for a time
when you lost your phone, right?
No,
I gave up Facebook. I got off Facebook. I've been clean of Facebook for about 8 months now. So, well worth it. Well worth it. Now I'm an Instagrammer. how far is it from here to the nearest swimming pool?
It's 500 meters,
of course.
From here to the next
nearest
from here to the nearest swimming pool.
Again,
it's 500 meters from here to the nearest swimming pool.
Swimming pool. Very good. And how many pieces of fruit do you eat a day, Patri?
I eat 2 pieces of fruit a day.
Very good. And you, Marta, how many pieces of fruit do you eat a day?
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5. Very good. And Marta, do you eat as many pieces of fruit on the weekend as during the week?
Yes, I do.
But wait, what am I asking you?
You are asking me if I eat the same...
Let me ask again. Do you eat as many pieces of fruit on the weekend as during the week?
You are asking me if I eat as many pieces of fruit as I do...
On the weekend?
As I do on the weekend.
But when? You have to give it the specific...
Okay. You are asking me if I eat...
Start again.
You are asking me if I eat as many pieces of fruit
on
the weekend as I do during the
week during the week. Very good. And your answer is?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Very good. And have you ever looked up a word in Arabic? Have you ever looked up a word in Arabic?
No, I haven't.
Very good. And ask me if I have ever made cheesecake.
Have you ever made cheesecake?
I have not. I have not ever. I've never made cheesecake. I have not ever. You don't say that. I've never made cheesecake, but I am thinking about making one this weekend or maybe next weekend. I don't know yet. Should trains... Pregunta super absurda. Should trains be longer in the morning?
Yes, they should.
Yes, they should. Honestly, every single morning I take the train when I come to work, and I start work at 8, but I'm in the office at 7:30, which means I take the train at about 10 to 7. So it's 6:50. It's one of the first trains, which is fine. But if I take the 7 o'clock or like the 7:08 or 7:15 train, it's packed. It's packed. And not always is it the double-decker train, but sometimes it's the normal train. So I think if you added another wagon, maybe more people, like, of course, more people would fit in. So I think trains should be longer, especially in the morning. And then they go and leave one wagon wherever. Ask me if I would like to live by the sea when I'm older.
Would you like to live by the sea when you are older?
Very good. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I will live by the sea when I'm old. And by old, I mean older than now. Older than now. I guess past 75. I want to retire. You know, like all the Germans in Malaga, like Valencia and Alicante, Mallorca, you know, they have their little house. So in summer, they go to Germany and spend, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people do that. They spend their summer in Germany. And then when it's cold in Germany, they go to Mallorca and spend not that cold of a winter in Mallorca. Anyways, do you wonder about the future frequently? Patri, do you wonder about the future frequently?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And how often? What was I thinking? How often do you feel really small in the universe, Marta? How often do you feel really small in the universe?
I feel really, really small in the universe once in a while.
Once in a while. And then all of a sudden it hits you. And you're like, the Earth is a planet suspended in a super, super, super incredibly big, limitless, endless black space. And you're like, Jesus. And here I am, you know, talking on the radio. So yeah, I felt like that yesterday. I was wondering about the future and I was feeling really small in the universe. How many times did you overeat last week, Patri?
I overate mm-hmm. twice last week.
All right, what did you eat? What did you overeat on?
I overate.
Uh-huh. On?
I overate on because I was...
But overate on what? On pizza, on pasta?
No,
on...
it was because I was in a wedding.
You were on a wedding?
And uh-huh. I ate a lot.
Okay, just general wedding food.
Yes.
All right, okay. Very good. And so far this week?
I haven't overeaten uh-huh. so far this week.
Very good. Will you overeat on the weekend?
Maybe.
Very good. She goes to Morella every year because she likes truffles. Give me the sentence in the second conditional.
If she didn't like truffles, mm-hmm. she wouldn't go to Morella.
Very good. Very good. Samantha went to Edinburgh on the 1st and came back on the 21st.
On the 1st.
Mm-hmm. Samantha went to Edinburgh on the 1st and came back on the 21st.
Samantha was in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh
mm-hmm. for 20 days.
Yes.
She was in Edinburgh since the 1st.
And from the 1st?
From the 1st until the 21st.
21st. Very good. And has it ever taken you 2 hours to prepare a sandwich?
No, it hasn't.
Give me the full answer.
It hasn't taken me 2 hours to prepare a sandwich.
But has it ever taken you?
It has never taken...
That's it.
Me. Mm-hmm. 2 hours to prepare a sandwich.
Very good. Did you say that before?
I don't know.
Because I didn't hear the never. Oh. I just heard it hasn't taken me. But I wondered, it has never taken me. What is Sydney famous for? What is Sydney famous for?
Sydney is famous for its monument.
For its monuments. Very good. A specific one you have in mind?
Yes.
Yes, which one?
It's the big and black and white.
It's the big and white. It's the big and white.
And I don't know the name.
But what is it? Do you know what it is?
It's opera.
Yeah. How do you say opera in English?
Opera.
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 Opera. And how opera. Do you say casa?
Opera house.
Opera house. Opera Very good. House. So Sydney is famous for?
Sydney is famous for its opera house.
Opera house. Very good. That's it. And will you be able to travel abroad 4 times this year?
Yes, I will. I would or I will?
Will you be able?
I will.
Very good. Very good. And do you remember the best teacher you've ever had, Patri?
Yes, I do.
Really? You remember your best? All right. I'm not going to ask who it was. It's not like I care, you know? Whatever. do you think a teacher can change somebody's life?
Yes, I really do.
Very good.
I do.
I do too. I think a teacher is... the only person who has, well, obviously your parents have a lot of influence on you and your friends as well, but the teacher can actually make you the person you are. Like, some teachers changed the course of my life. If it hadn't been for my history teacher, I probably wouldn't have studied history as much as I have. Or if it hadn't been for my math teacher, I probably wouldn't have passed my high school diploma. Right. If it hadn't been for your English teacher, you wouldn't be here. Or maybe you would. Come in, Maman, come in. All right. Anyway, so is being a teacher a responsible job? Is being a teacher a responsible job, Patri?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Very good. Yes, it is. And should a teacher be committed? Should a teacher be committed?
Yes, he should.
Yes, he should. Or yes, she should.
They should.
A teacher should always be committed. And can a teacher learn for their students? Can a teacher learn for their students?
Yes, it can. Mm. Or he can.
But can he or she?
Yeah.
Can I learn for you?
Maybe.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I can't learn for you. I can teach you. Me as a teacher, I can teach you, but you have to learn it yourself.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's the difference. I can teach you, and I love teaching. I really do. But I can't learn it for you. You have to learn it. It has to be in your head. I can't put it in your head. I can, you know, you can listen to it and you can try to assimilate it, but the job is yours, not mine. I can teach you, but you have to absorb it. So no, a teacher cannot learn for their students. And when was the last time you went to a haberdashery?
Hello, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, it's the Friday traffic.
I'll tell you how things happen to me.
But your car is here with you, right?
Yes,
it's not
here.
Somewhere.
No. It's a haberdashery.
Haberdashery. Very good. When was the last time you went to a haberdashery?
The last time I went to a haberdashery was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, very good.
That's not true, but it's...
Now, if I ask Maman where, if there's a haberdashery near her house, she would say, yes, there is one.
Yes.
500 meters away from her.
And there is.
All right, how many trains did you catch yesterday? Patri, how many trains did you catch yesterday?
I didn't catch any train yesterday.
Any trains yesterday? Very good. And so far today?
I haven't got any train so far today.
Very good. And do you prefer honest people or dishonest people?
I prefer honest people.
Of course. Very good. And has there ever been a winning lottery ticket in your bag?
Yes, there has.
Yes, there has. Very good. But not the big one.
Not the big one.
Not the big one. All right. Jerry went to Texas on the 5th. Today is the 19th and he's still there. Jerry went to Texas on the 5th. Today is the 19th and he is still there. Marta. 5th to 19th.
He has been there for 14 days,
mm-hmm.
And she has been there for 14 days. She's been
Jerry is a dude.
He's there since He's been there since the fourth.
Uh-huh.
And she has been there.
He has been there for
14 days.
14 days. Very good. The pasta was so hard that I couldn't eat it. Give me the sentence with such.
It was such hard pasta that I couldn't eat it.
Very good. It was such an expensive restaurant that I couldn't pay it.
The restaurant was so expensive that I couldn't pay it.
Very good. And do you know anybody who owns a restaurant?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And I didn't take a bath yesterday. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither did I.
Or? The long version?
I didn't take a bath yesterday.
Either. Very good. And are there as many bathrooms in a hotel as there are bedrooms?
Yes, maybe there are more.
There are probably more bathrooms.
More bathrooms than bedrooms.
Very good. Which means?
Which means that there are more bathrooms than bedrooms, mm-hmm. that there are fewer bedrooms than bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
that there aren't as many bedrooms as bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
and there aren't as few bathrooms as bedrooms.
All right. Very good. And did you play a board game yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. And were you able to finish all of your chores for this week?
Yes, I was.
All right. Very good. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. In case her boss is listening, right? All right. We have to work on that, buddy. What's faster, a snake or a cheetah? What's faster, a snake or a cheetah?
A cheetah is faster than a snake.
Than a snake?
Than snake.
Than a snake.
Than snake.
Than a snake.
Than a snake.
Again.
A cheetah is faster than a snake.
Very good. Which means?
A snake is slower than a cheetah.
Mm-hmm. Which means?
A cheetah is not as slow as a snake.
Again, repeat this one.
A cheetah is not as slow as a snake.
As a snake, very good.
A snake is not as fast as
a cheetah.
Very good. Now contract the last one. Instead of is not, isn't. Or it's...
A snake is not...
Contract.
A snake is not as fast as a cheetah.
Very good. Ask me if there have ever been builders in my apartment.
Builders. What is
builders? What are builders? Builders are people who go and build stuff. Valga la redundancia. They build stuff. For example, they can build a new window, or they can build a table, or they can build, or they can just renovate. They put in a new floor, for example. What are builders? Sigue sin saberlo.
Alguien que hace cosas.
Bueno, es verdad. Alguien que hace cosas. Totally right. What are builders, Marta?
Albañil.
Albañil.
Yeah. Mason.
Say what?
Mason.
Could Mason. Be. I don't know that.
Mason es albañil.
But they are albañiles just for building houses, I think. And albañil is someone who builds a house.
Bricklayer. Mason. I've never heard it. Stoneworker or bricklayer. Mason. Yeah, I guess you could use it. I honestly don't know how to use it, so I don't know. But yeah, it's correct. It's the correct translation for albañil. So, going back to our original question, ask me if there have ever been builders in my apartment.
Have there ever been builders in your apartment?
Yes, there have. I have never seen a horror film. And you?
I have.
All right. Very good. Tell Marta to ask Patri whether she would like to drive an expensive car.
Marta, ask Patri whether she wants to buy...
Whether she would like?
Marta, ask Patri whether she would like to drive a fast car.
An expensive car. Again.
Marta, ask Patri whether she would like to drive an expensive car.
Very good. What is Mamen telling Marta to do?
Mamen is telling Marta to ask me if I...
Whether
I would like to drive an expensive car.
Very good. Very good. Marta, go.
Whether you like to drive an expensive car?
No, were you asking Patri?
Yes. Yeah. Whether you like to...
No, whether is if.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, would you like to drive expensive car?
An expensive.
Would you like to drive an expensive car?
An expensive car. Again.
Would you like to drive an expensive car? Would you like to drive an expensive car?
All right, now you have it. Very good. Wait, what is Marta asking Patri?
Marta is asking Patri if she would like to drive an expensive car. if she would like to drive an expensive car.
Very good, very good.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would what?
Yes, I would drive an expensive car.
Yes, I would like to.
Yes, I would like to drive an expensive car.
An expensive car. Very good. And do you enjoy coming to English O'Clock?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And I'm sometimes unsure of myself. And you?
Me too.
Very good. Or?
So am I.
Very good. Or?
I'm unsure of myself.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm sometimes unsure of myself too. Very good. Ask me when the last time I picked a penny off the floor was.
When was the last time you picked a penny from the floor?
Off the floor. Very good, again.
Julia, when was the last time you picked a penny off the floor?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you when the last time you picked a penny off the floor was.
Very good. The last time I picked a penny off the floor was about a week ago. And was there a shoe shop near your old apartment, Patri? Was there a shoe shop near your old apartment?
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was. Very good. Let's take a look at telling the time. I will tell you in Spanish, and you'll give me the time in English. All right, you give me the time in English or in German, whatever you prefer to do. All right, so the first one is, son las 2:55. First in American, and then we do a very quick run through with the British. Son las 2:55, Marta.
It's 2:55.
Very good. Son las, was that a question?
No.
No, okay.
It's 2:55.
That's still a question.
It's 2:55.
That's better. That's better. Very good. Son las 6:50.
It's 6:50.
Very good. Son las 12:40.
It's 12:40.
Claro. Claro.
Is it right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's 12:40. Son las 3:30.
It's 3:30.
Very good. Es la 1:45.
It's 1:45.
Very good. Son las 8:05.
It's las
8:05.
It's 8:05.
Very good. Very good. There we go. It's 11. Son las 11.
It's 11 o'clock.
Yes. Very good. Son las 2:20.
It's 2:20.
It's 2:20. And last one, las 4:15.
It's a quarter past. It's 4:15.
4:15. Very good. And now we're going to do the same hours, but in British, very quickly. 2:55, Patri.
It's 5:23.
Very good. 6:50.
10 minutes. It's 20 minutes. 10 minutes to 5.
7.
5:50.
6:50.
5:50. 10 minutes to 7.
Very good. Son las 12:40.
It's 20 minutes to 1.
Very good. Las 3:30.
It's 3:30.
Very good. 1:45.
It's 2:15.
Very good. 8:05.
It's 5 minutes past 8.
Very good. Past 8. Son las 11.
It's 11.
Very good. Son las 2:20.
It's 2:20.
Very good. Las 4:15.
It's 4:15.
It's 4:15. That's it. Very good. Don't you guys go anywhere, because we'll be right back after the break with more English and more fun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Libro del programa English O'Clock te está ofreciendo este programa.
Estamos aquí en la puerta del aula 24. Los alumnos del EMIP han empezado su primera clase hace unos minutos. Vamos a ver qué tal les está yendo.
Let's move on now to our phrasal verb of the day, to take over. To take over, which means hacerse cargo de. Okay? Ready? Shall we do some practicing?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Claudia, tell Alberto to ask me who's going to take over Michael's accounts.
Alberto, ask Siobhan who's going to take over Michael's accounts.
Again, faster this time.
Alberto, ask Siobhan who's going to take over Michael's accounts.
Alberto?
Laura is going to take over.
No, ask me, Alberto. Ask me who's going to take over.
Siobhan, who's going to take over Michael's account?
Ask me again.
Siobhan, who's going to take over Michael's account?
Very good. Laura's going to take over Michael's accounts. And yesterday, Claudia?
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Who took over Michael's accounts?
Of course. Who took over Michael's accounts yesterday?
Good. And the answer? Laura, right?
Laura took over Michael's accounts yesterday.
Very good. Alberto, and right now?
Laura's taking
Como ves, el ritmo de esta clase es frenético y los alumnos del Executive Master en Inglés Profesional están trabajando su agilidad oral usando el método Vaughan en su más pura esencia. Este máster, ideal para gente con un perfil ejecutivo que necesita mejorar su inglés pero tiene poco tiempo, recordamos a los oyentes que quedan muy pocas plazas y que pueden asistir a una prueba de nivel totalmente gratuita durante esta semana. Tienen más información en el teléfono 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com. Repetimos, pueden llamarnos al 911335833 o entrar en grupovaughan.com.
El inglés es imprescindible tanto para encontrar el primer trabajo como para subir en la organización. Si no lo dominas, tendrás cada vez menos oportunidades conforme pase el tiempo. En Vaughan somos conscientes de esto y por ello creamos hace muchos años nuestros programas Máster en Inglés Profesional. Programas que en 5 meses cambian por completo o de una forma muy notable el dominio del inglés, su dominio del inglés. Son 2 las modalidades. La primera es el MIP, el Máster en Inglés Profesional Full Time, dedicación plena. Está diseñado para ayudar a los jóvenes o los recién licenciados a entrar con fuerza en el mercado laboral, con el inglés resuelto. La segunda modalidad es el EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, diseñada para personas de alto nivel profesional cuyo inglés puede terminar siendo un freno para el feliz desarrollo de su carrera profesional. Confíe en nosotros la solución de su inglés. Confíe en Vaughan, en los mejores. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Te estás quedando atrás. ¿Sabes que te estás quedando atrás? Esos chavales que acaban de entrar en la empresa ya te llevan kilómetros de distancia. ¿Y por qué? Por el maldito inglés con lo que tú has sido en la empresa. ¿Y ahora te estás quedando atrás? Como no te pongas las pilas, pronto tendrás a uno de esos niñatos sentado en tu silla.
Últimos días para conseguir tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911-335-833. Disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 911-133-5833.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ofrece este programa.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. I'm just going to open vocabulary booklet, as always, vocabulary booklet number 3, and see what you guys... Actually, no, we're going to do vocabulary booklet number 2. Just randomly going to open a couple of pages and see if you guys remember. Incompleto. Cri, cri, cri. Ah. Ay, que no me acuerdo cómo se dice incompleto.
I'm finished. I'm finished.
Padre, help her.
Incomplete.
Tino, can you prepare the crickets? Because I see it coming. Extranjero, la persona. La persona.
Foreigner,
very good. Cordero.
Lamb,
very good. Perfect pronunciation without the B. It's L-A-M-B, but it's not said. Lamb, but lamb. Very good. Injusto.
Unfair.
Very good. Unfair. Punto de vista.
Point of view.
Very good. Formación académica.
No!
Patrick's got the cricket!
Studies?
No.
Education.
Education. Very good. Qué casualidad. Casualidad.
What a coincidence.
Coincidence. Very good. Very good. Sin duda.
No doubt.
No. Sin duda.
Without doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Very good. Criterios.
Criteria.
Very good. Idioma.
Language.
Very good. Directrices.
Guidelines.
Guidelines. Very good. Very good. Incompetente.
Incompetent.
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 Incompetent. Very good. Ay, cómo se nota que es viernes.
You should give us points.
I should give you points. I should take away points. That's what I should do. Viaje de negocios.
Business trip.
Very good. Very good. Sorpresa.
Surprise.
Surprise. Very good. Sobre todo.
Overall.
What?
Overall.
Overall. I want another one. Sobre todo. Sobre todo, no me ha gustado que... Come on, keep them crickets coming.
Stop, stop. Let me think.
Cricket time. Da-na-na-na. Cricket time.
However, no.
Que se me va mucho. Especially.
Especially.
Especially. Especially, no. Especially.
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 It's easier if nice. You give us a sentence.
It is easier if I give you a sentence. Mm. Yeah. Me he sentido muy frustrada.
I feel very frustrated.
Pero me sentí.
I felt very frustrated.
Very good, very good, very good. Y de repente entró
suddenly,
un hombre. Pero no te toca, te toca a Patri.
¿Me venía arriba?
De repente entró un hombre.
And suddenly came.
A man?
A man come.
Came in.
Came in.
Suddenly a man came in. Very good. Hoy en día la juventud no se sabe las capitales de los países.
Nowadays.
Talk to Marta. Talk to Marta.
Nowadays. Youth.
The youth.
The youth. Doesn't know the country capital.
The country capitals.
Yes.
Or the capitals of the European country.
This is your vocabulary book.
This is the vocabulary booklet, yes. But Marta said, es que sería mucho más fácil si lo dieras una frase.
Ah, okay, because I'm...
We're going to go back to just the vocabulary. How do you say queja?
Complain.
Again?
Complain. Complain.
That's it. Very good. Very good. Actitud, Marta. La actitud es lo que cuenta.
Attitude.
Attitude. Very good. Very good. How about romper el hielo?
To break the ice.
To break the ice. Very good. What about párrafo? Párrafo. Ne. Cricket time.
I don't know. I don't know.
Paragraph.
Paragraph.
Paragraph. Okay. It's the same. It's the same. All right. Three more. Estar en desacuerdo.
To disagree.
To disagree. Very good. Desarrollar.
To develop.
To develop.
To develop.
To develop. Very good. Aspecto, apariencia.
Aspect.
Or
appearance.
Appearance. All right. Very good. Thanks, crickets. You can go back to the grass now.
To the jungle.
¿Qué me pasa? Let's take a look at because of, on account of, and due to. All right? So we had as an explanatory sentence, we had, he went to the doctor because he had a cold. Now, this sentence with because of would be, he went to the doctor because of the cold. He went to the doctor on account of the cold, and he went to the doctor due to the cold. All right, so we have to transform sentences with because to sentences with because of, on account of, and due to. All right, so he got better because he took some vitamin C. Vitamin C. He got better because he took some vitamin C. Amen.
He got better because of him taking vitamin C.
Very good. Or he got better because of
the vitamin C.
Very good. Mm. On account of?
He got better on account of vitamin C.
Very good. And due to the vitamin C. The vitamin C.
He got better because, no.
On account of?
He got better on account of the vitamin C.
Very good. And due to?
He got better due to the vitamin C.
Very good. They stranded because their tank was empty. They stranded because their tank was empty. Do we understand the sentence?
Yes.
No.
Good. Good. No problem. What does it mean to be stranded?
Estar vagando, perdido.
No.
No.
To be on the side of the...
That's it.
Okay.
Tirado.
Yes.
Okay. Se han quedado tirados. ¿Vale? Mm-hmm. So they stranded because their tank was empty. Because of?
They stranded because of the...
They stranded because their tank was empty.
They stranded because of the tank being empty.
Yeah, or because of the empty tank.
Yes.
All right. On account of?
They stranded on account of the empty tank.
Very good. Due to?
They stranded due to the empty time.
El tiempo vacío.
The empty tank.
Very good. The empty tank. Very good. Did I tell you the story when I almost stranded in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska?
No.
I think so.
You might have heard it. Mm. It's crazy how quickly the weather changes in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely crazy. But it was winter, so we knew it was cold. And I lived on a farm on Road G, in the middle of nowhere. So it was a farm, and then every square mile was a cornfield, and then every square mile was surrounded by country roads. So we had to take these country roads to get to the interstate, which is kind of like a highway. Okay. And we wanted to go to the Walmart, the local Walmart, because that's what we did when we were bored. We took the car and we drove to Walmart because there was no mall. It was just a Walmart. So I figured, you know, I'm not going to bring a jacket. Because I'm going to, you know, go from the house to the car, from the car to the Walmart. So I'm not going to put on a jacket. So I wore a jumper and a t-shirt underneath. And I started driving and there was snow on the cornfields and it was quite windy. So the snow blew the snow onto the road and snow drifts appeared. Hmm. All right. Kind of like pequeñas... Como lenguas, yeah, de nieve, right? So snow drifts appeared. And my host sister was like, we can drive through that. And she drove into the snow drift, and we got stuck. And she didn't have a cell phone. There was no house around us.
Really?
And it was just, and we, like, there wasn't, it was really far, like, really, it wasn't really far. We would have, walking, it would have taken us about 2 or 3 hours to walk home. So it was about, I don't know. Well, maybe not 2 or 3 hours, maybe 1.5 hours. But it was scary because we were in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't wearing a coat. It was really cold outside. We were stuck in the snowdrift. And so we start walking. I start running to the next house. Nobody was there. And then we were lucky because a tractor came along and pulled us out of the snowdrift. So now it's like, cariño, nos vamos al kiosco. Sí, déjame coger mi jacket. I never leave my house without a jacket because you never know what happens.
Yes,
you know?
Of course.
Anyways, going back to our exercise, she didn't feel well because she was very hungry. Patri, because of?
She didn't feel well, mm-hmm, because of her hunger.
Very good. On account of?
She didn't feel well in account of her hunger.
Very good. And due to?
She didn't feel well due to her hunger.
Very good. She felt nauseous all the time because she was pregnant. She felt nauseous all the time because she was pregnant. Because of, Marta?
She was nauseous because of her pregnancy.
Very good. Very good. Mamen. No, Padre.
She was nauseous.
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 Uh-huh.
Nauseous. She was nauseous.
Uh-huh.
Due to her pregnancy.
Were you supposed to do on account of or do two?
On account of.
All right, do both because I have to blow my nose.
She was nauseous on account of her pregnancy. Again? She was nauseous on account of her pregnancy.
And the next one?
She was nauseous due to her pregnancy.
All right. Now I have my nose is clean. I can continue the show. he wasn't learning anything because he wasn't paying attention. He wasn't learning anything because he wasn't paying attention. Mamen.
He wasn't learning anything because of him, of his lack of attention.
Yeah, because of his lack of attention or because of him not paying
attention.
Not paying attention. Mm. Very good. On account of Patri. Patri.
I don't remember.
You weren't paying attention.
No.
All right. He wasn't learning anything because he wasn't paying attention with on account of.
She wasn't learning anything.
He wasn't learning
he
anything.
He wasn't learning anything on account of him not paying attention.
Very good. And due to?
He wasn't learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
On account of him not paying attention.
Very good, very good. On account of him not paying attention. Very good. And another one. A lot of people cancelled because there was a meeting. A lot of people cancelled because there was a meeting. Patri.
A lot of people cancelled because of the meeting.
Very good. On account of?
A lot of people cancelled on account of the meeting.
The meeting. Very good. And due to?
A lot of people cancelled due to the meeting.
Very good. She doesn't like concerts because it's too crowded. She doesn't like concerts because it's too crowded. Marta.
With what?
With because of?
She doesn't like concerts because of the crowd.
Because of the crowd.
Of the crowd.
Very good. On account of?
She doesn't like concerts on account of the crowd.
Very good. And due to?
She doesn't like concerts due to the crowd.
Very good. I went by bus because it was raining. Mamen.
I went by bus because of the rain.
Very good.
I went by bus on account of the rain.
Very good.
I went by bus due to the rain.
Very good. And the last one. He got depressive because of the stress. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. Marta.
He got depressed because of...
Depressive. But depressed is fine.
Because of the what?
Stress.
Of the stress.
Again.
He got depressed because of the stress.
Very good. On account of Patti.
He got depressive.
We changed it. It was depressive in the beginning, but then we changed it to depressed.
He got depressed on account of the stress.
Very good. Very good. And the last one, due to?
He got depressed due to the stress. Due to the stress.
Yeah, he got depressed due to the stress. He got depressed due to the stress. Very good. Should we do... Yeah, we're just going to finish. We started it last week, but we haven't finished it. We're talking about so versus such. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sentences. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a sentence and you are going to give me two sentences. So, for example, if I say the plate is too hot to handle, you have to say the plate is so hot that I can't handle it. Hmm. Or it's such a hot plate that I can't handle it. So a sentence that does not have so or such, you have to give me two sentences, one with so and the other one with such. Okay? So the movie was very bad. I left in the middle. The movie was very bad. I left in the middle.
The movie was so bad that I left in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Or?
It was such a bad movie that I left in the middle.
Very good. The meeting was very boring. I fell asleep.
It was such a boring meeting that I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
The meeting... No.
Yeah.
The meeting was so boring that I fell asleep.
Very good. The suitcase was very heavy. I couldn't carry it.
It was such a heavy
suitcase that I couldn't carry it.
Very good. And?
The suitcase was so heavy that I couldn't carry it.
Very good. The water was extremely cold. I couldn't swim in it.
The water was so cold that I couldn't swim in it.
Very good.
It was such cold water that I couldn't swim in it.
Very good. Russian is very difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it.
Russian is so difficult that it took me 5 years to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And Russian is such a difficult language that it took me 5 years to learn it.
Very good. The bed was very hard. I couldn't sleep on it.
The bed was so hard that I couldn't sleep on it.
Very good.
It was such a hard bed that I couldn't sleep on it.
Very good. The man was very crazy. He played solitaire with only 25 cards.
Jesus. You must be out of your minds.
He was such a crazy man that he played solitaire with only 25 cards.
How do you say solo?
Only.
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 That's it. Very good. And the second one?
The man was so crazy.
Yeah.
That he played solitary.
That
he played solitaire with only 25 cards.
Very good. The day was beautiful. I decided to take a walk.
It was so beautiful day.
No.
The day was so beautiful that I decided to take a walk.
Very good. And the other one?
It was such beautiful day.
It
was such a beautiful day that I decided to take a walk.
Very good. The course was difficult. I didn't pass it. The course was difficult. I didn't pass it.
The course was so difficult that I didn't pass it.
Very good.
And it was such a difficult course that I didn't pass it.
That you didn't pass it. Very good. Very good. Let's take a look at a translation list. Number 9. We're on translation booklet number 7. So pretty far out there. And it goes like this. Let me just open it. All right. So actually, it's not number 7. It's number 10. No, it's number... Jeez, que lío. It's number 10. So it's translation list number 10 from translation booklet number 7, and it goes like this.
Do we follow your book?
Well, you do not follow my book.
No.
No. The students from Monday to Thursday follow the English O'Clock book.
Okay.
But you guys have brand new material.
Okay.
So no, you don't. You're too good for that. ¿Dónde voy a encontrar algodón?
Where am I going to find cotton?
Cotton, very good. Mira en el botiquín.
Look into the kit,
yes. But botiquín is the primera ayuda.
First aid.
First aid?
First aid.
Kit.
Look into the first aid kit.
Look in the first aid kit.
Look in the first aid kit.
Very good. First aid.
First aid kit.
Very good. Lo encontrarás en el estante superior.
You'll find it on the top shelf.
Very good. No lo puedo alcanzar.
I can't reach it.
Very good. Súbete a esta silla. Súbete.
Súbete. Climb up.
Get on.
Get on that chair.
Súbete a esta silla.
Get on this chair. Ah, yes. Get on this chair.
Very good. Lo haré si me la sujetas.
I'll do it if you hold it for me.
If you hold it for me, I'll do it if you hold it for me. Very good. Tienes miedo de tu propia sombra.
You're afraid of your own shadow.
Very good. You're afraid of your own shadow. Hay una grieta en el hormigón.
There is a crack in the concrete.
Very good. El hormigón es una mezcla de arena y cemento.
Concrete is a mixture.
Mixture?
Mixture.
Of?
Of sand and cemetery. No.
Cement. That's it. Creo que me estoy enamorando.
I think I'm falling in love.
Very good. No me hagas reír.
Don't make me laugh.
Don't make me laugh. Very good. En serio, nunca me he sentido así.
Seriously, I've never felt like that.
Oh, very good. I've never felt like that, or I've never felt this way. Very good. No eres capaz de amar a nadie. Vuelve nuestra telenovela. Telenovela de Translation Booklets. Patricia Chantal. No eres capaz de amar a nadie.
You're not able.
Capable.
You're not capable to love.
Of.
You're not capable of loving anyone.
Yes, you're not capable of loving anyone. Muchas gracias. Eres una gran ayuda.
Thank you. You're very, very helpful.
You're very helpful, or you're a big help. You're a big help.
You're a big help.
Very good. Eres incapaz de sentir emoción. Mamen. Eres incapaz de sentir emoción.
Julia, you are incapable of feeling emotion.
Very good. Julia, you're incapable of feeling emotion. Very good. Eso es lo último que esperaba oír de ti. Richard, esto es lo último que esperaba oír de ti.
That's the last thing I expected from you.
No.
Mamen.
Oír. You forgot oír.
That's the last thing I expected to hear from you.
That's
that you can't feel emotion? I know you can feel emotion. Yo lo sé.
Yes. Patricia, ¿cómo van las cosas con María?
How are things going with Maria?
Very good. Or
Maria,
with Mary?
With Mary.
I just met a girl named Maria. And suddenly I found how wonderful a sound could be. You know the song?
No.
Yes.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
She's too old.
She's too young.
All right, Richard, question for you. How do you say maletero in English? Two words.
Three.
Well, but three I'm words. Asking for two.
But I'll give you three.
All right, give me three.
Por el precio de dos.
All right.
Trunk, boot.
Uh-huh.
Trunk in American English.
Very good.
And Canadian English.
Uh-huh.
Boot in Irish and British English.
Uh-huh.
And Australian and New Zealand English. And el maletero que te lleva las maletas, like the bellman.
Oh, the bellboy. The bellboy. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for popping in for the last like 30 seconds. Thank you, ladies, for joining me on this Friday. You guys out there, thank you for listening. And we'll see you on Monday, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te ha ofrecido este programa. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia.